I'm staying late, work Friday night. You know, we close at 5, everyone leaves, except one person would stay till 5:30 in case someone comes to the door or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm just sitting there, and the phone rings, and I answer it. And this woman says, hello, I'm so-and-so, and I was there for the service earlier this morning, and I parked my car in your parking lot underneath that tree on the side, on the left-hand side, and that tree, it dropped berries all over the roof of the hood of my car. Like cranberries, and they're sticky, and I couldn't get the car to a car wash to wash them off. And I just wanted y'all to know that your tree dropped berries all over my car. And it's not a junky car either. It's a 2010 Lexus. And
okay.
And so I look outside just to remind myself that the trees in our parking lot are red for pears. And it's f***ing January. What is on a Bradford pear in January? Nothing. Not a goddamn thing. So, you know, I calmly and pleasantly tried to explain to her, you know, there's nothing really on the trees right now. It's possible it's just bird droppings. No, this came from your trees. I just want to know what y'all are going to do about it. I mean, if the trees may be dropping berries in people's cars, you should cut down the tree or put up a sign saying that the spot is closed.
This space closed due to berry dropping.
Yes. So I'm trying to call a spade, so I'm just gonna put this off. So if you like to speak to our manager about it, he comes back on Monday. Well, I'm just gonna come in tomorrow and look at that tree and see what's going on with it, because I can tell I'm not getting anywhere with it right now.
Okay.
And so yes, she came back the next morning. And con whoever's working the front to get her car washed on our dime.
Oh my god.
Because she's 85 years old.
For the little bit of money that costs, it's probably more worth it than the time the person would have spent arguing with her face to face.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, it's an 85-year-old woman. She doesn't have anything better to do.
Yes.
Except die.
And spend 15 minutes on the phone explaining the story to me over and over and over again about how the berries were on her car.
Did you miss the part where she has nothing better to do?
I guess so. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the story about the trees.
That's great. My God.
Driver off. Please. Podcast. Please. This is Superhero Time with XV.
Who wants some of my sweet wood juice?
Hey, Mickey.
Maybe I shouldn't have given my boss meth.
Paladin.
And there is a banjo in my basement.
JD Church.
I poop glitter.
And Fort Max.
His parents are dead.
Seth.
So, this week on Superhero Time, last week's shows.
Yay.
Yay.
Also, no Ken or any guest hosts this week.
We're done.
Yay.
It was like herding cats.
No. Last week was kind of awesome. I like the way Gobble described it later, which was like a bunch of friends sitting at a bar catching up, which for a third anniversary show, I kind of dig that.
Yeah, that works. It totally works. It was fun. I'm not saying it wasn't. It was...
It was a train wreck, but it was fun.
Well, yeah.
Actually. Bodies flying everywhere.
Well,
great.
When is it not a train wreck around here?
This is true.
I think train wreck's the only speed we know.
Yeah.
Speaking of train which, power playback later.
Woohoo! Go, go, V!
Ah, now see, you talked about that being an automatic response last time.
Damn it, I ruined it! Ruined it. Sad panda.
Nobody's
just
gonna
like
give you
ruin the show.
Pretty much.
Nobody's gonna give you the satisfaction anymore.
No.
No.
Nope.
Okay, so did we have any news this week?
Yes, believe it or not, stuff actually happened.
Wow.
I refuse to believe it.
From Japan, we have confirmation of Superhero Taisen Z. Kamen Rider versus Super Sentai versus Space Sheriffs.
Well, they're really trying, aren't they?
Yes.
They're like, seriously, people, you have to love this. Please.
Is it just they've got a lot of money invested in Gavin, or is like, does like somebody know something too dark and they're... You know,
someone said chrome plate and must have like accidentally silver plated it, and they're still trying to like take it back. God, it's like, you know.
I think it's more that we made these suits. We might as well use them.
Until they
even
fall.
Even though nobody f-ing cares.
God.
Because if it... Because if they actually had something in mind earlier, think why it's space sheriffs and not metal heroes.
Yeah, so that's just going to be all the gap.
They haven't remade the suits for any of the later series.
So
but
which
but
ones
I want,
that
I want my Kabutak crossover.
Yeah. So that means there'll be, what, Gavin, new Gavin?
Probably Schneider and Sharivan, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And whoever is in their support cast.
So can as long as this is a movie where, like, the Sentai and the Riders, like, beat the shit out of the space sheriffs, that would be great. I would handle that.
Although, you know, just judging by, you know, Gokaiger versus Gavin, it doesn't seem like it would be quite that simple.
No. I mean, they'll have to fight for a minute and then get along.
Well, no, I just mean that a space sheriff seems like a match for an individual Sentai team all at once.
Yeah.
So
but
that might be, that
be
might
all
be a problem.
Sentai and all Riders? Or what are they?
Probably like it was last time. So stuff appears but doesn't matter.
Right. You see it for a second. God. It'll be
so
decayed.
About the Gokaigers, or?
And if they're really smart, then it'll be decayed. And the Gokaigers and Gavin. And everybody else won't matter.
Sounds about
we'll
right.
We'll have more sexual tension between D-End and Joe.
I hope so.
Oh, man.
It's not the most memorable part of that movie.
It was great. Like, oh.
It must be a blue thing.
Mm.
Blue is the color of sexual tension.
It's that, it's the angst. It's all about the angst.
Right. Because that's so f***ing popular in the ratings.
Yeah.
Well, it is for the Slash fans. They love that.
So yeah, that's sometime this year. Look forward to that.
Probably
when we get
the spring.
Sub sometime next year.
Movie in the spring, subtitles in the fall.
Damn it.
In other news, Tomachi Nations is and Bluefin's apparently going to be distributing candy toys.
Okay.
Too bad they couldn't have done that when it was Candy Toy Gaia Memories.
Does that mean I'll be able to go to the Tokyo shop at my mall and get it?
No.
What are they starting
say
with?
The Facebook page for it says Kamen Rider doesn't say anything about Sentai.
So
I'm guessing the license thing gets in the way again.
Hmm.
So yeah, that's a thing that's happening.
Did we get candy rings or what?
No idea.
Hmm. Okay.
That's. What Kamen Rider candy stuff would be worthwhile for them to bring over? I mean, because all the candy stuff is basically tooled to go with drivers, which they're not bringing over here. So, I mean.
So, yeah, what's the point?
It seems like a very limited market they're aiming at.
Are they that out of options already?
I mean, I think they're just, I mean, if it's like the Bluefin kind of stuff, I mean, they're probably trying, they're probably taking whatever they can just to see what they can market, you know.
Well, spoiler alert, this doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't think this one's going to go very far, depending on what it is. I mean, because, yeah, without the driver, the candy rings, I mean, if it's like I said, if it's like the driver rings. Yeah, I mean, I guess
we're also assuming it's going to be Wizard. I mean, it could be
right.
Forza stuff.
True.
Candy switches for a belt you can't buy.
Yeah, I mean, the rings make more sense because they're at least wearable. So,
well, they're wearable when you buy the ring extenders.
Right.
Otherwise, yep. Not so much.
Nah, you put it on a necklace, just like all the cool kids. No?
Crap. No.
No.
No. What the hell is that?
So, Paladin, what else is up?
Okay, new Megaforce Retrofires are out, and apparently they're fully articulate at last.
If only they were of a design I cared about.
Yeah, there's that little thing, isn't there?
Yeah, I was just looking at one. It doesn't look too bad.
I still want that Retrofire Seikuo.
Yeah, tough shit. You ain't getting it.
No.
Well, f*** you too.
Man, I'm the love.
Also, this week we learned about the Gosei Ultimate Megazord.
Yeah.
So we don't know exactly when it's coming out or how much it's going to cost.
My guess.
It'll be $32.99.
Yeah.
But yeah, it certainly is a Bandai of America Gosei Ultimate.
Yeah. It's not the plated.
The Bandai of Japan Gosei Ultimate was pretty terrible to begin with.
It's not the plated. It's like the just gold colored. So, yeah. Yeah, I was trying to look at it, and it's like, so it just connects to the back of Gosei Great. And,
well, that's all the original did.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I was looking at, just to see what it does. It's like...
Yeah, it's an ironing board cape.
God, that's awful.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, I'm gonna end up buying it, but it's awful.
They only used that combination once in Gosager, and they basically did so to make fun of it.
God...
And when Gosager opts to make fun of something,
it's not funny.
How f***ing terrible do you have to be?
It would be like if Gosager started making fun of Fort Max.
God, man, I don't. I mean, it's like I'm gonna get it because I've got everything else. I'm gonna feel obligated, but it didn't. I'm a little disappointed, you know, coming off the Samurai. I mean, I guess it's you know, it is what it is. It's the Gosei stuff. But it's just like after, you know, I've got this, like, Gigazord sitting next to me that's, like, this just pile of connected awesome. And it's like I don't really have a good equivalent for that because I have to leave shit out for every combination of the Gosei stuff.
Yeah, yeah, JD, what you need to do is go back around and get the RPM Zords.
Oh, man, I know. God, I showed just the G9 combination to my wife, and she was like, she just shook her head. She's like, what the f*** is that? Man, I need there's three more. She couldn't believe it.
Like, no, I think that reaction is pretty representative of what the Power Rangers fandom felt at the time that was new.
Like, why is there... Oh, God, they put 9 of them together? Surely that... 12? There's 12 of them?
Did you make sure to point out the crocodile shoes?
Yes.
Those are important.
No, he doesn't have crocodile shoes. He has crocodile roller skates.
Yes! Crocodile roller skates.
Kitty gator.
Well, yeah, alligator, but what's the difference?
It's a croc in America.
Yeah.
He threw a rock at him.
Yeah, it was a big rock. I will never forget that episode that we watched, though, where it's just the four of them just beating the shit out of that poor dude. Just like four Megazords just pounding the crap out of him. Like, though he was disgraced enough, then they combine into G12 and then, like, obliterate him. Okay, we're going to gang-rape you, and then we're going to tear you apart.
Merry Christmas.
God.
All Santa's watching, cheering them on.
Yay! Here, hold him down. It's my turn. What the f*** is a morph, build and morph Gosei Great?
I don't know, and I don't think I want to know.
I bet it's the return of the mix and morph system.
I have read this description like 5 times, and I cannot figure out what the f*** this is supposed to be.
I wonder if I bring the mix and match Megazord things from Japan over for the Gokaiger stuff.
Oh, the...
Joint Katai?
Yeah, yes. That.
No, the mix and morph?
No, not the mix and morph.
Ben 10X esque stuff from 2010 line.
Yes, the mixed morph. Yes, we're talking about the Gokaiger toys. We could mix up Megazords from Gokaiger.
I don't know. I'm not sure if that could pass in American marketplaces. They're nearly all designs that were used in American series, so that's a possibility at least.
But you'd probably have to cost too much.
Well, I mean, they're dumbed down. They're probably about the same scale as the American Megazords.
They're like even more dumbed down than the Microzords.
I miss Microzords. I need to bring those back.
And
is it a model kit?
And stupid bands are not releasing all of them over all of the Microzords from RPM over here.
Yeah.
I just can't figure out what it's supposed to be. It's like, it's not a Lego set. I mean, it's not like the knockoff Lego set.
They're called Mega Blocks.
But whatever.
Mega Force Blocks.
Mega Force Blocks.
Yeah. They already got those.
Why does that sound rapey? I don't know. Is it just me?
Yes. If you have to ask, it's just you.
Okay. It's possible. But.
Any other news?
Yeah, just one little thing this week. Akiba Rangers Season 2.
Woo-hoo!
Yay! Yes.
Eh.
Wow.
That just proves how great it is, because Pal doesn't care, because Pal doesn't like anything that's good.
Well, didn't he like Five Man?
I like Goanger.
No, you didn't. You hated it.
What about Five Man? Wasn't he into that?
Nope. If it was good, he didn't like it.
Oh, okay.
So the keys thing is still bugging the shit out of me. I can't figure out what the hell they're going to do with the keys.
Well,
what we want.
The year two Ghost Amorpher will just have a key slot instead of a card reader.
But why does the card reader have the ability the Ghost Amorpher has the cards for the other Rangers, so it would seem that they would have, you know, the speculation is that Gokai Silver would have it, but
they just use it for Megazords.
Yeah, and then they would just use it for the Megazords. But then they're gonna have to reshoot that stuff anyway.
It's not gonna be the same old like Samurai was.
Yeah, it's gonna
it still be as bad as Samurai though.
But it'll be bad and silly, so it's got that. It's probably gonna be bad anyway.
God,
well, yeah.
So weird. It's gonna be weird, though, man. The cards, the keys are gonna turn into cards. That's what's gonna happen.
Card keys.
They'll go back and forth. They'll go from keys to cards to keys. You know, depending on what they're doing. I mean, because I don't know. It's just like that's a whole thing. They'll take off the spin thing, I'm sure, off the back of Gokaiger. It won't have the clockwork thing on the back.
Clockwork thing. It's a pirate ship wheel.
Whatever.
Oh, there's one more bit of news. New Pokemon games are coming.
Yes.
Yeah. For as much as we joked about it last week, crack me up, because that's what we joked about last week, and then sure enough, X and Y. Yeah, buddy.
But really, X and Y?
Well, the description I read, which makes sense, is that for the third game, if they go Z, then that's the three-dimensional axis.
Yeah.
So
it's a 3DS exclusive, and then you'll puns.
Then you'll have fandom holy wars over whether it should be Pokemon Z or Pokemon Z.
Oh, God, kill me. No.
I think they should have Pokemon Democrat and Pokemon Republican.
Isn't that what Red and Blue were?
So that way they can keep talking about a third game that'll never come out.
Right.
Libertarian.
The forgotten Pokemon game.
Wouldn't that be green?
The legendary would be Ron Paul.
No, actually, Libertarian colors are yellow, so it was Pokemon Yellow. So.
Boy, that really does work, doesn't it?
Didn't it? Man, completely inadvertent, but that worked.
Do you realize what we've done here just now? We went on a Pokemon tangent and somehow wound up in politics.
Oh, if there was a hell, we would burn in it.
Oh, we could get Mark Russell to do the Pokemon thing.
I was waiting for that. Because apparently we can't even reference politics anymore without Mark Russell. You know, if only Ken was here to enjoy this with us.
Oh man, he would have knocked this down so hard already. Oh man.
I'm sure there'll be more new Pokemon 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, probably.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we'll have a little while to joke about that.
Because Pokemon is forever. And ever. And ever. And ever.
I need a 3DS now, though.
Yes, you do. It's a great system.
I gotta figure out how I'm going to get one.
Well, your wife is leaving in a few weeks. You could just, you know, buy one.
Yeah, I'd have to have something to buy it on.
Are you taking the credit cards?
No, I have my own credit card.
Doesn't mean she can't still take it.
No, she won't take it.
Oh, I've got my own credit card. It's got a picture of V3 on it now.
It's kind of full. So.
It's all those figure arts.
I have it powered by Gigabeetle.
Yeah, I like that picture you chose for it. It's great. Is that all the news then?
Yes, I believe that finally catches us up.
Sweet.
So what do you think they're going to do with
them all?
What do you think they're going to do with season 2 of Akiba Ranger?
Introduce more Red Ranger figure arts with accessories?
Yeah.
13 episodes of Sixth Ranger plots?
That sounds interesting. Might be able to get behind that.
I guess
we'll definitely get more Rangers for sure.
I guess they're keeping the same main cast, though.
They haven't confirmed yet, but yeah, probably. Sounds like they've done anything else since the series ended, right?
They haven't done porn?
Well, one of them
only did that before the series began, so it evens out.
And one of them's only 15, so...
Yeah, but Japan.
It's Japan.
Are they the same person? One of them's 15 and one of them did porn. It's the same person!
You racist.
The Texan just called you a racist.
Not racist. That's nationalist. It's different.
Didn't we have a conversation like this last week?
You remember last week?
Not really, but it seemed like a safe bet.
Racist is when you choose a particular racial category. Like, if I said they were a bad driver, that would be racist. But if I'm picking on a country's...
And saying that they look alike.
No, I'm not saying they look... Why did I say that? What did I say they looked alike? I said nothing about them looking alike. I was just saying that it was possible that the 15-year-old did porn. That's all I said. That's a nationalist thing.
Well, so that could be true in any country.
Possibly.
Yeah. Just because it's illegal doesn't mean, you know, it's be true.
There's a girl here that was
look at,
doing...
Look at Jenna Jameson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I have to?
Well, I guess not.
This is a weird conversation.
Do we have any other kind?
Yeah,
no.
I mean, really.
Well, our conversation about the mecha whales last week was pretty normal.
Yeah, I gotta go fish that out of the recording. That's probably gonna go in this year's off
subject. Did you really just say that? Did you really...
I did. I really did just say that. Isn't that awesome?
Wow. And you guys get on to me.
The part that made that work was Gigabeetle's introduction as the Mecha Whale podcast.
Yes.
I'm trying to imagine just what that... Wow. It would probably go longer than my run on New Soundwave.
You had a run on New Soundwave?
Exactly.
No, I mean, I seriously don't remember that.
I was like the original host of that show, and it went awfully.
I thought Kilby was the original host of that show.
Maybe for an episode, but I took it over for a little bit. I took it over for a while, and it
really?
Went pretty quickly. Yeah. Yeah. That's back when we were trying to have it be the Everything Show.
Well, no, I remember it being the Everything Show, and it sucking. I don't remember you being the host, but it makes sense now that you mention it, because of course you ruined the show.
Right, that's what I do. I'm just a podcaster passing through. Remember that?
Yeah.
Ugh.
No.
Well, it's okay. We've already done the Destroyer of Podcasts Onori JD thing in one of the intros, so that joke's a little past it now.
Yeah. It's proceeded to become a Paladin property now.
Ah, ruined the joke, right.
Yeah.
That's one of the best things I've done lately, too. So anyway, shows?
Shows.
Why the f*** not?
Bees. Last weeklies.
Yes. All right, so JD, why don't you tell us about Wizard? Magica, magica,
magica, something! Oh, man. Oh, man. So, this week, we get introduced to, I'd say probably one of the most sophisticated secondary writers we've seen in quite a while. Quite a while. He obviously has good taste.
Nah, I don't think so.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, Wizard this week, opens up with Shinpei in terrible pain.
Hooray!
Awesome. Woo.
Which everyone's like, Dunfish is concerned that,
Wait. No, JD, you have to be more specific than that.
Oh, yes. Well, whatever her name is. Anyway. I try to forget.
Dumb bitch that they trust with a firearm.
Right, the one who always has a gun for some reason.
Well, now, you know, it could be like on the Andy Griffith Show. You know, she carries the gun, but she's not allowed to have it loaded.
even Sergeant McGruff, like, knows well enough not to give her bullets, yeah.
Shit, I want to start a McGruff crime dog figure art.
That was random.
Oh.
But I don't disagree.
So he's in horrible pain, and she's like, oh my god, is it a phantom? And they're like, no, he's just a dumbass and ate too much.
He swallowed too many dicks.
And he's like, please, please help me. And the star's like, no, you can't use magic to cure ailments. And then everyone looks at the camera. And then looks back, and no, they didn't, but they should have. It was a stupid joke, but because it's like, oh, he's gonna come to play later. Meanwhile, a very suave, striking young man is walking down the street in need of food.
He looks like a cross between a Sherpa and a Flock of Seagulls band member.
A little bit, but that coat is rocking. And and he gets noticed by the phantoms, and in particular the wise man. And they're like, "We need to check this dude out." But I got my own guy, and it's a roach
scorpion.
What kind of
monster is that?
It's a roach scorpion thing.
I think there's some centipede in there too.
Maybe
it's more likely than you think.
Human centipede. So anyway, there you go. Magic showtime. There you go. So anyway, I don't know. Taro decides to go out. I guess they go out for lunch or something. Oh, yeah, that's right. They're going to go out for lunch.
He goes when he's not hunting phantoms.
Because now the pills are... Yeah, it's really starting to wear on this series that the people in this show don't do anything other than eat. I feel like I'm in like a Brian Michael Bendis comic or something where it's like
you haven't watched Kabuto yet, have you?
Well, no, that happened. But see, that's
Kabuto
different.
Is different because it's not about the eating so much as about the art of cooking and being a chef. Oh, right.
And like they actually have
so
I don't
there's
know
depth to why they do it instead of here.
I mean, it's an art form.
Yeah, I mean, and they kind of have jobs and stuff.
Well, Kabuto doesn't, but.
You know,
he doesn't need one.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he will rule the world.
Exactly. He's walking the path. Anyway. So they're on their way to go get more food. Meanwhile, Kosuke? Is that how you say it? Kosuke? We'll go with that.
Yeah, good enough.
He sit at a table, sit down a huge plate of like sausages on skewers.
They're hot dogs.
Oh, would you like ketchup or mustard? And he's like, oh, no, no. And this is where the evidence is that he is awesome. Because out of
so
his
he
coat
whips
pocket,
it out and smothers them with mayonnaise.
He puts mayonnaise on it. And I have to tell you that actually looks really good.
I'm not so much alarmed by the mayonnaise on sausages. I'm alarmed that he keeps mayonnaise in his armpit. And it's, that seems like it'd be likely to go bad.
Well, it depends on how fresh it is, because it is very acidic.
It's tangy.
So,
I wonder if he's a fan of Timmy P's.
So, you know, there's shelf-stable mayonnaise. Anyway, yeah, he puts mayonnaise on those, and they look awesome. But just as he's starting to eat, he gets attacked by a bunch of ghouls. And just happens that Wizard shows up, and he's like, dude, you're ruining my lunch. And he's like, no, it's okay, I'll pay for it. And he's like, no, you're ruining my meal. And they run him off. And so fight with the Phantom plus ghouls, and not a bad fight, but Wizard starts to run after the Phantom at the end of the fight, totally gets stung by the never-to-be-expected scorpion tail.
Okay.
No one expects the scorpion tail.
Just interrupting for a second here, but this fight here really kind of made me notice that Wizard's form changes are kind of pointless because he only knows one spell for each of them.
Yeah, he really only does. It's like land, defend.
Over and over again. He can only carry so many rings at a time, right?
Yes,
they haven't really explored that part of the powers.
Yeah,
it seems like the form changes are just existing to have extra toys rather than give him more powers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like fours again.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if there was like each form had a sort of four different powers or something instead of one.
Now, you know what was great? You know what was like to go for other writers that have had multiple forms like that? Think of Denno, where they at least choreographed different fighting styles for every form.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a point to it there within the story, too. Each one fights a different way.
But yeah, I mean, even two would be, you know, a little bit more interesting. I mean, fire seems to be, like, all-purpose, and the fire part of it doesn't come into much effect other than...
But JD, that's because fire solves every problem.
Right. But yeah, land would be cool. It's like, where's earthquake? Or, you know, it's like something, you know, would be cool out of that.
And also, if he only has one power for each form, basically, that seems really inefficient to use two rings to get to your one power.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you're right. It's articulating something where it's just like, Wizard's really complicated to not get a lot done.
Yeah. Okay, I need to pull up a shield. That means I've got to change into landform, then switch up my ring and switch the driver around.
I've got to pull up
a shield spell. Then, oh god, I'm already dead.
Right. Yeah. It seems like that would take long. Like he has to anticipate every attack to know what he's going to need. Yeah.
Good thing AG's not Wizard.
Jesus.
I could start to buy it if they'd actually explain how the rings work and how much you could carry at a given time and how much effort it takes to use the powers, but no, that would require Haruto having depth.
Yeah.
Or them giving us exposition that was interesting.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the episode.
Yeah, the Wizard gets poisoned and drops out of his henshin and then he's like, holy crap. And so the Phantom turns into his, like, fortune teller, human form, and tells Satara's fortune, which he's going to die. Oh, my God. Sure. So, meanwhile.
You know, you'd think if that guy was a fortune teller in his previous life, he would have seen it coming that he was going to get turned into a Phantom.
Yeah, you would think so. He was not. Yeah, he definitely.
He did see it coming.
He was a good fortune teller.
He couldn't stop it.
Ah, yes, it's fate.
Hmm. But if he saw it coming, then he should have killed himself to prevent it from happening.
Well, maybe.
But if he killed himself, how could he see it coming?
Or here's a better way. He saw it coming, he predicted it, and it drove him to despair, and it actually caused it to happen.
Ah, see, now you're getting into Greek tragedy. Now you're there. Now we're into the irony. So anyway, back with Kusuke. He's like, you guys suck because I was right in the middle of my meal and then like small army shows up and they're like, yeah, yeah, and we saved you from it. He's like, no, that was my dinner. And they're like,
well, we can see where his priorities are.
They're like, we'll buy you another dinner. And he's like, no. I love it when she like tries to slowly explain, like, yes, you were in danger and Hitaro saved you. And he's like, no. But he doesn't explain. So anyway, they get a call and then he bitches out like he does. And they take Hitaro back and they're like, oh my God, he's dying. And I don't know, whatever else happened. Anyway, the important thing is
with mayonnaise.
Yeah, they take him to the donut cart. And they're like, here you go, donuts. He's like, oh, thanks. And pulls out his mayonnaise. And they're like, what the hell? And he's like,
there's an unfortunate euphemism, pulled out his mayonnaise.
Yeah, buddy.
In front of the drag queen?
Yep. But she liked it.
Tasted his mayonnaise.
She was apprehensive at first. And then she got a taste for it and decided she kind of liked it. Which is totally true. Anyway, yeah, he put mayonnaise on the donuts and they're like, what the hell? She was really
crullers.
Yeah. Very good. Strawberry crullers, actually. Very good. So, anyway. But yeah, it's at that point that he leaves off. And then, so in another funny part where the Phantom finally catches up with Kusuke and goes to read his fortune. And Kusuke's whole thing seems to be this, like, two sides of the coin kind of deal.
Oh, but first, you forgot the part where Fortune Teller read Phoenix.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that little exchange was great, where he like, reads his fortune and pulls out the Fool card. And he was like, what was it he said? You're going to die something. I can't remember. Now I can't remember all that part. What was it he said?
Phoenix is a fool. That's enough.
Basically, pretty much. Basically it. Yeah, and then he was like, anyway, I'm going to go out and do what the wise man wanted to. See you bitches later. He's like, see you fools. I'm going to go do cool stuff. But anyway, Kusuke's got this whole, like, you know, two sides of the coin thing where, like, danger is opportunity and darkness is light and up is down and...
Cats and dogs living together.
Yeah.
Mass hysteria.
And it's like, so it's all, you know, bad things are actually good things. And what's great is the Phantom is like yes, but what brings you hope? And he's like, despair brings me hope. Because in despair, you find hope. I'm like, what?
It's an interesting contrast. I can see what they're trying to do to have someone to, you know, be opposite of Haruto's point that hope must be preserved at all costs. But I don't think they're carrying it off quite right just yet.
Down a lot like Wizard.
The insanity of his logic gives him more character than Haruto does because it's convoluted that it makes him seem more real.
One episode, this dude has more character than Haruto has had for like the past 16. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
Also, love how frustrated the fortune teller gets.
He gets really pissed. He's like, no, you tell me. Bring you hope. And he's like, despair. Ah! You're so cruel that you would try to help me for free. You can't tell me why. So anyway, Haruto shows up, tries to save the day, and he can't even transform because he's out of mana because of the poison. And Kisuke's reactions are just great. He's like, that's a Phantom? Holy crap. So he reveals he's the Phantom. And Kusuke goes on this, like, mad dash search in his pants and finally finds his rings. And they're like,
there's a hole in his pocket.
Yeah. He's like, here they are. And his henshin is so much more awesome than Wizard's. Love it. Because he does,
I don't know, it loses something without the Shabadoobie touch.
Oh, no. I love like the arm thing, the shove in. L I O N Firefly. Yeah. Like woo. Love it. And so yeah, so he transformed, which is awesome. And yeah, he has a see his thing is he actually eats the mana from like the ghouls and phantoms, and that's what he's been talking about this whole time.
Where's Cannibal like, Rider.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, the meal he wanted was the ghouls and phantom to eat.
It's only cannibalism if it's the same species.
Right, which it's not.
And it just used to be.
Right.
But it's not anymore, and that's what counts.
Right. It's okay. So, and so we get to see, like, his style of form changes, which are these, like, mantles that he gets to switch out, which are badass. Love it.
I gotta wonder, how are they gonna do those cape things in the Figalorps?
Well, same way they're doing Forzays.
Yeah, they should be.
Not Forzays, they're wizards.
Yeah, they so first run packing bonuses.
Yes.
Yeah. If they're real dicks, they'll do one Figalort for each cape.
No. To be real dicks, it would be a random cape packed in with each figure.
Effects part kit that's web exclusive.
Yeah. Yep, that would be it too. So you've got we don't see all of them, but we see Falco, Dolphy, and Camellio. Which is great because it has like the echo effect. Like go Falco. Yeah. Like it. Anyway, I want a Beast Driver now.
I don't
you can probably go to Toys R Us.
Way too far.
No, don't get it now. Wait till it goes on a deep discount like every other secondary rider driver.
Plus, yeah, you could go to Toys R Us right now and get a Shogun buckle and have basically the same toy.
Without the sound effects, though, so what's the point?
Right, I want the sound effects.
But if you went to Toys R Us without a Shogun buckle, it'd cost more than importing the real one from Japan.
This is true. So true. So, but it's great because Zatara's like, "Watch out! You're gonna get poisoned by his tail." And he's like, "I'm gonna get what?" And then he gets poisoned. He's like, "I just told you, watch out!" No. So he pulls out the Dolphy, which hey has magic healing effects. Remember earlier in the episode? Yeah, they did that.
He's actually a better wizard than wizard.
Yeah. He has the cooler spells. So, yeah. So, he heals both himself and Hatara with the Dolphy. And, yeah, pretty badass. So, he goes to do the Falco. His sword is awesome. We wondered how that was going to work. So, it's like he spins it and then sticks his ring in and he gets, a die roll. And that's how intense his attack is. So, he rolled a 6. So, unfortunately, it's on a D6 system. But... you know.
His upgrade form is going to involve rolling 20s, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a D20 system on the upgrade, though. So,
that could be awesome.
He'll get to go to a total better system. But see, he rolled a 6.
Nerds!
He should have had to roll again, you know? Because it, you know, that's what you're supposed to do on the D6 system.
Well, he could get 2 swords and be 2D6.
Well, that's for, a damage type, typically. But I'm saying, on a D6 system... you would roll your D6, and if you roll a 6, then you roll it again and add it to the 6.
Well, not with Shadowrun. Shadowrun is D6 base, but you just rolled multiple D6s.
Well, you roll multiple. Well, typically on a D6 system is what I'm saying. You roll multiple D6s, and then you get the highest one. If the highest one is a 6, you roll it again and add it to the 6.
Not in Shadowrun.
Not in Shadowrun. Okay. Well, I know Star Wars worked like that and a couple other systems. Anyway, no one cares.
I care.
I mean, I do too, but you know. Anyway, yeah, he's awesome, and he's having this great conversation where he's like not even listening to Taro because he's like, now I know you're gonna be jealous because I'm gonna be coming in here and stealing all your meals, but you know we're just gonna have to share. He's like, no, I don't care. He's like, no, we're just gonna have to share, okay. And then he uses Falco and flies off, and they're like, "I don't get that guy at all, but he's awesome." So, yeah.
Yeah, I like Beast so far.
He's my background at work already. Yes, awesome. And he loves mayonnaise. Oh.
And he's a matador.
How I've longed for a character that loved mayonnaise as much as I do.
I really wish that was brief enough to be an intro quote.
Yeah, I put that long pause in there just to make sure.
That's what you think.
Pause out. But he can do that, and he's a bastard. But yeah. Falco. No, I definitely want that beast driver. I'm like, oh man, need all the sounds.
It's only about 4,000 yen right now. Yeah. Then you gotta get all the other rings too.
True.
I'm sure some of them only come with the sword.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of the way it works.
Yeah.
They got a racket going.
Oh yeah. It's not a new racket either. Okay, time for Buster.
Boost up for Buster! Come on!
So, episode 45 opens with a New Year's greeting, which makes no sense within the structure of the episode.
What the hell was that? I'm like, I was waiting for the joke, and it never happened. They were, like, talking to the fourth wall.
Has any other Sentai done this? I know they do occasional holiday wishes, but just starting off an episode like this and running with it?
I could have sworn I've seen this before in something else. Maybe Geki Ranger?
I don't remember it in Geki Ranger.
I'm sure I've seen it before, because it didn't surprise me.
Wait a minute, it comes with the Beast Ring, Falco, and Camellia? Oh man, like I'm set. It's only 4,000?
Just for now, well, anyway.
I might need that.
It's like some Monorake and you won't be able to figure out how to order it.
I got it figured out. I've got stuff on the way. I'm good. I got it figured out now.
It's not going to be what you ordered, though.
Probably not.
You're going to get some pretty cure stuff instead.
I would kill myself. Oh, man. I kind of want that. Oh, man. 4,000 is not bad.
But anyway, it doesn't matter if the New Year's greeting doesn't make any sense because a Vagrath alert cuts it off. But it's just a batch of bugglers, but they found Escape's tablet. Two of them get away with it while the GoBusters wipe out all the others.
I like how the bugglers used her tablet just as well as she did, which tells you how adept she was.
Or how useful tablets are.
Yeah.
Yoko complains about having to work on their day off, and Morishita suggests they go ahead and take off anyway until just call if anything happens. At which point, he notices Hiromu is missing. Hiromu went to meet with his sister, and then Gorosaki
comes
actually
in. Found his sister before him. What the hell are the odds of that?
Yeah. And Gorosaki comes in and takes Ryuji away. Rika gives Hiromu some cash, and cards to give everybody else, and then starts to leave, prompting Nick to beg her to stay a while.
Here you go, this was fun. Good to see you. Have fun with your go-bustering.
But it's an important day for her, and she leaves without further explanation. Meanwhile, Gorosaki has forced Ryuji into a suit and tells him he has a very important day as he shoves him down the hallway.
God.
Yoko noses around and finds a folder left behind and figures that it must be a marriage interview, because Sentai tropes and Ryuji being so old.
Oh.
Also, in the background, Jay is sliding around in an office chair.
This is like the episode of Three's Company where there's like a misunderstanding.
And naturally, that must have also been what Rika was up to. We'll call this bike logic. So Gorosaki introduces Ryuji to his date, who happens to be the daughter of one of Kuririn's friends. Apparently, this was all originally the commander's idea, because even he has decided Ryuji is too old and needs to go ahead and get a wife. Ryuji wants out of it, but Gorosaki tells him not to be such a dick. And so, cut to an incredibly tense lunch. Ryuji's drinking like there's no tomorrow, but since it's just water, I doubt it's helping much.
Can I please have another one of these?
I'm sure they can put LSD in the water or something for him.
Like,
and that's when we got the new Metal Hero series.
I don't think that would help on a date.
Like, why isn't this vodka?
Depends on who you're dating.
Unknown to Ryuji, he's being discreetly observed by a team of highly skilled professionals. Masato, Yoko, and Jay. Or rather, Jennifer.
No.
when the episode gets awesome.
This is the wackiest shit I've ever seen. I mean,
now,
this is one of those moments where we talk about the Go Busters, like, doing Go Buster-y things, you know, doing, like, spy stuff. But it's just, like, messed up.
Now, it's really hard to decide who has the worst fashion sense here, but I'm pretty sure it's not Jay.
Well, it's clearly Yoko, because, you know, Masato's suit is pretty pimp.
Yeah.
Also
did Masato actually have to change into that suit, or did he just reprogram himself?
Oh, God.
Oh, now, this is what the actor walked in on set wearing.
Right. And the afro.
Wig and all?
Yeah.
No, that's not a
wig. That afro.
That's not a wig.
He just called that Wednesday.
Yeah, that's the actor's actual hair. They just mash it down and stuff it into the wig for Masato's normal appearance. So Yoko is judging the performance of Ryuji's date, saying that, you know, it's important in case she becomes her new sister. Jay understands the situation, though, and volunteers to go date Ryuji himself.
I will date him.
And then it turns out Hiromu is also performing covert surveillance and maybe actually grasps what covert means.
Yeah, he actually seemed to be the one that was... For the one that kind of came in late, he actually kind of understands the spy thing.
Hmm.
Maybe it's because he's been exposed to the real world growing up.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Hiromu is spying on his sister's lunch date. Yoko and Hiromu aren't really sure how to deal with this marriage interview stuff, but Masato says they have to do everything they can to support Ryuji and Rika. So Hiromu immediately calls back to the base and tells Morishita not to call Ryuji for anything. Oh, and remember those bugglers about 10 minutes ago?
Kinda.
They're out having a little spat over who's going to make the new Metroid, and accidentally install the Metavirus on a wad of mochi. Because even that monster suit has to get reused.
God. You know, though, I've been thinking about it for just a second here, and it's like, I'm imagining this conversation between Messiah and Escape, where she's like, okay, I need to make Metroids and stuff, so do I get a cool laptop? And he's like, no, here's a tablet. Here's something simpler for you. Here, have a tablet. You can use that.
That way you don't have to ding up your nails typing that way.
The bugler could use this. Uh-huh.
So Masato and Jay get out of the restaurant to go respond to the Metroid, but Ryuji catches Yoko and Hiromu. Ryuji doesn't really care why they're at the restaurant. He just wants them to come and save him from having to converse with his own date. But fortunately, Hiromu is saved by poop and gets away.
There's a lot of running to the bathroom in this episode as well. They're like, oh, I got crap.
The Mochiroid manages to paste Masato and Jay's feet to the ground, but it's not very effective. He really needs to get bigger. Back at the date, Ryuji introduces Yoko, who explains how she worries because Ryuji doesn't get out much. Ryuji's wondering what's keeping Hiromu, and Yoko runs away. To go find him, of course. Hiromu and Yoko switch places, and Ryuji asks why Hiromu is sweating. That must have been one hell of a shit, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, I had a lot of cheese. And so I ate like 5 grilled cheese sandwiches for breakfast. It was like shitting a submarine.
Dive.
You know, I was just thinking the other day how plop, plop, fizz, fizz is not the sound you want to hear on the toilet.
Yeah, if your poop makes a fizzling sound, that's probably not a good thing.
That's not a relief at all.
No.
You swallow a whole bag of Pop Rocks at once.
Oh, God.
Interesting. Now I shall have to try that.
Experimentation.
So, Hiromu talks about how flaky Ryuji is and that he needs a wife to make him shape up. And conveniently, at that time, the Mochiroid has made it into the very same restaurant where it starts sticking everyone's shoes to the floor. That bastard.
Well, he's just a little bitch, isn't he?
Stand there, bastard!
Oh, and here comes the Megazord to be fought by Buster Hercules. But not too loudly, okay?
Yeah, because you can totally keep a Megazord fight quiet. Though quiet. It is Japan, they're probably used to that shit by now.
No one even notices. It's like earthquakes in California. It's like, whatever.
So, Jay mentions Hiromu having Mochi on his back earlier, and everybody but Jay connects to the plot from the previous use of this costume.
That's like, even when the episode is like, yes, we know, this is a reused thing.
Yeah. Ryuji
give us
is getting
a couple more weeks and we'll be gone.
Ryuji's getting a little suspicious and tries to call back to base, but nobody seems to notice Morishita not answering the ringing phone. The Metroid has made it to the restaurant's kitchen and somehow uses frying pans to grow to human size. Hiromu tells Morishita to figure something out and find a way to drop Ryuji's call, and Morishita seems to be slightly inspired by Enter.
No one's here right now. Bye-bye. Oh, well, let it ring for like 30 minutes and finally picks it up, and he's like, sorry, no speech Japanese. Bye-bye.
It makes me think they must have a French speaker on writing staff. Because, you know, Enter's use of French, and then they have Morishita blowing Ryuji off.
They speak like five languages. They don't need a translator.
Maybe that's why the series failed. Nobody wants to see the French.
But what does German sound like with a Japanese accent?
The world may never know.
Although I'm kind of curious now.
Right, you know, if McFeely spoke Japanese, what would it sound like?
Questions with no answers.
Hiromu and Yoko are having no luck trying to fight the comparatively giant slab of rice paste, but Masato finishes off the Megazord with Lyo and frees up the Lion Blaster for Hiromu to use on the Metroid. Ryuji and Rika finally run into each other and start comparing notes on Hiromu acting weird.
Dude, he's been pooping a lot.
Yoko manages to knock the Mochiroid on his back, and Hiromu kills it while it's stuck helpless. Our heroes.
He might want to get some fiber or something.
A little less mochi in his diet.
What is mochi?
Rice paste.
Used cut for what?
Dessert, I think.
God damn it, Japan. Why are all of your desserts f***ing terrible?
They don't seem to understand the concept of dessert.
They've met chocolate, haven't they?
Because, you know, if it's not paste made of beans, it's paste made of rice.
They take awful things and try to turn them into sweets. It's like, there's great things out there. Just use them. Sugar.
Are they aware of the wonderful inventions being done with cream and, you know, fried dough?
Fat and sugar.
One year at my mom's work, one of her coworkers brought in, I think it was around Christmas time, a batch of potato cookies.
Was she fired for that?
Or no, not potato candy, not potato cookies.
Now, potato candy is good.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. If it's made right, it's good.
Okay, JD, tell me how potato candy is made right, because I want to compare notes here.
I don't know how to do it, but I know that my cousin, I think, is the one that makes it. And it's when she makes it, it's amazing. Like, it's really good.
But, I mean, what's in it? You must have some sense of what's in it, at least.
I really don't.
Reese's Cups?
I really don't. I just know that it's like, one time they were like, here, this is your cousin's potato candy. I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot. And it was awesome.
Okay, well, see, this potato...
So...
This potato candy was boiled potatoes combined with peanut butter and I think one other thing.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Really?
But there's a lot of sugar.
Something like this?
I think you've got to put sugar in it. There must be sugar. I don't know. Let's find out.
The only thing that I know was that this tasted like potatoes combined with peanut butter.
The kind I had didn't taste like that. Like, it was much better than that.
Not going to get much worse. So in the end, Rika wasn't on a date. She was meeting with her publisher for contract negotiations. And Ryuji's date claims to have a boyfriend already, though it seems just as likely to me that she just wanted out of this mess before things got any worse.
Could you blame her?
Yoko thinks Yoko thinks it's all a lot of trouble for dating, and Hiromu tries to correct her that it's a lot of trouble for nothing. And I think they're both right. The end.
Yeah.
That was a good episode. Despite having a reused monster.
They probably didn't use enough confectioner sugar.
In the
because the kind episode? I've had, like, I mean, really, potato, it's just a starch, so it should become like a dough.
But it still tastes like potatoes.
Nah.
So you start with potatoes, a starch, you add sugar, more starch.
Yeah.
But potatoes.
Potatoes.
If you cook it properly, it should
Look,
be
a... Listen. Everybody I've ever talked to about this agrees with me that it's the most disgusting thing they can think of. You guys are just wrong and weird.
Well, when you guys, I'm with you on this.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to defend it.
No.
Okay, never mind. So it's just JD's problem, and that's
Although
really
it could
not
be worse. It could be sweet potato candy.
Oh.
Well, that would just be weird.
So imagine yams with peanut butter.
No.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, they already put marshmallows on yams, so what's the difference?
Mm.
They'd be yams that stick to the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's my cousin that makes it. So. I'll find out. Now I want to make some.
Of course.
In the episode...
What?
Does she put meth in them?
I'm a fat dude, man. If you put enough sugar in something, I'll probably eat it.
Or mayonnaise.
Or mayonnaise, yes.
Sugared mayonnaise.
Oh.
You know, actually...
Well, that's Miracle Whip.
I actually have a recipe for mayonnaise cake, so...
You
Is
would.
Is it a cake with mayonnaise up for icing?
No. No, you put it in the cake mix.
Oh. So that doesn't sound as awesome as like the meatloaf cake where it's got mashed potatoes for icing.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, that's meatloaf.
That's just shepherd's pie, basically. I mean, that's what that sounds like.
Well, it's a less awful shepherd's pie.
But it's presented as a cake, like you slice it like a cake.
Right, but it would be like meatloaf.
But it's still a meatloaf.
Yeah.
I mean, covering meatloaf with mashed potatoes is what you're supposed to do with a meatloaf anyway.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of having
Look,
mashed potatoes.
All this food
with...
talk is distracting us from the trailer for the Gokaiger movie and the Jellystone's coming back.
Yes,
yeah,
he
that is the thing.
I wonder if we'll see the kid.
Maybe that is the kid, and he grew really fast.
The child? Oh God!
Could be. Well, now if it follows typical tropes, then that's the daughter, and it looks like Jellystone, but it's a girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Hmm. I'm a little alarmed.
And, of course, there's Kyoryuger.
Man, they're really hyping that. They're like, seriously, this next series is going to be so trophy, you'll love it. No more spy stuff. Dinosaurs.
Please watch us again.
There'll be no sneaking around bullshit. We'll be stomping and chewing on things.
There's going to be tons of Zords. They'll all interconnect. It'll be a lot like Goandra. It's going to be great.
See, they should have split the difference and done Spy Dinosaur Sentai.
Oh, God.
Spy Ninja Dinosaurs.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I mean, if they're ninjas, they're already basically spies anyway.
Yeah.
No. Because ninjas dress all in black, but spies wear tuxes.
So oh, okay.
Ninja wearing a tux, that's also a velociraptor.
But most tuxedos are black.
I think I just got an erection.
I wonder if I had that for
last
intro
more than 6 hours.
I'm not calling a doctor. A 6 hour erection. Those doctors, like the last person I'm calling.
So next week's Go Busters is Blue goes berserk and kills everyone.
Hooray! Early end of the series.
Again. It's like the fifth end of the series so far.
We're really just crawling.
Go Busters is a series that keeps ending, but never stops. It's like the anti-Dino.
Well, actually it is, because nobody wants to keep watching it. Poor Go Busters. I still love it.
Yes, but you
it stumbled a bit, but it recovered.
Yeah, I think it's the same one.
Well, and this episode was probably my favorite out of all of them so far.
Oh, that's just Jennifer talking.
Partly, but I mean, it's just, it's insane. It's really fun.
I mean,
you know.
Jay and Drag, for one.
You know, he did that a lot better than Nick did.
This is true.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like I commented on Twitter shortly after the episode aired, Jay makes a much more attractive woman than Nick.
Yeah.
I'd hit it.
That says a lot.
Now, what we need
to—I'm not certain what, but it's a lot of things.
What we need to have now, in some capacity, is a Jay Nick drag off.
Oh man,
lip sync for their lives.
But it needs to be
Jay session. Do you say?
It needs to be emceed by Kuroa in drag. That's what.
So the bottom line is more drag.
Yeah, basically drag makes everything better.
Yeah, we didn't get a Green Ranger this year, so we're going to have to put the robots in drag.
That's true. Huh.
Mm.
And it kind of goes along with the magazine scan that was posted in the last couple of days for the crossover, where Doc is basically just sitting on the ground doing whatever because he doesn't have a corresponding colored member from GoBusters. So, whoops. Okay, so let's take a break and we'll come back to flying trains that aren't Dino.
Tammy Pete's real brand mayonnaise.
Yeah, fill it up.
You're listening to Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
With fried cheese. So this week on Power Playback, it's GoGo 5 episode 12 with the flying train. And nothing else of consequence happened.
This is so weird. I'd never watched
You learned a lot about GoGo 5V.
Yeah, I'd never watched any of GoGo V, and it was like, I was like, why is Steven Seagal's dad in this series?
Colonel Sanders.
it's like Colonel Sanders and Steven Seagal did like a fusion dance.
Now, would you call this a perfect fusion dance or a flawed fusion dance?
I mean, it's pretty perfect, but what would you name it, I guess? Skylanders?
Skylanders?
Skylanders? Yeah, Skylanders, yeah.
I think it's already copyrighted.
Skylanders?
Not then.
Oh, that's true, yeah. So this is what, part two of a two-parter?
Yeah, it was really great. We just came in on the second part. We're like, screw that first part.
Well, I'd never watched it before.
We kind of do that a lot, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, if you've seen the episode that those two were compressed into of Lightspeed Rescue, you know basically what happened.
I didn't, so...
I did. So I kind of remember.
The only thing I...
Especially what I'm getting is that the team got their ass kicked in the first episode.
Yeah.
Well, no, they were doing pretty good.
That happens a lot to the GoGo V.
No, they were doing pretty good in the first episode up until, like, the last 30 seconds. And then, you know, Victory Robo's sword got broken, and, you know, they got punched in the nuts a couple times. You know how it goes.
For some reason, anytime they wanted to do anything, they got the f*** shocked out of them. So...
And then they tripped and fell into a hole.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the minutes of episode 11.
Okay.
And it's not that Victor Robo couldn't get up, it's that he was too embarrassed to leave. I'm done.
And at some point, a bank robber helped drive people to safety in a bus.
Yeah, which we didn't.
Which they also readapted for Lightspeed Rescue.
Wow.
See, what I figured out watching these two episodes of GoGo 5, which I did go back and watch 11 after I watched 12 and realized it was the second half of a two-parter, is that it's not Lightspeed Rescue's fault that Lightspeed Rescue was kind of boring. GoGo 5 just...
The V is kind of boring.
Yeah.
What I realize is that There were really no attractive actors available in Japan when they filmed this. Because this is the ugliest f***ing cast I have ever seen.
And they're all family, too, so they're just like a whole family of ugly people.
Well, even the side characters and the villains, they're just like, oh, Jesus, what cave did you find these trolls in?
Probably the cave that the villains are in.
The one next to that little orb neon thing?
Yeah.
Yes. Even the robot is ugly.
God, it doesn't even really have a head. It's just like...
Or hands.
Yeah, it's just like
it's a fan with claws.
They blow the budget on everything else in the series?
Their helper robot was designed by Dyson.
Kill me. I am useless.
Does it have the proper amount of suction?
Man, don't you hate it when they don't have the proper...
quote.
Yep. Clearly they spend all the budget on the model scenes.
No, wasn't the helper robot one of the villains in one of the, you know, the common robot enemies in an Airman stage in a Mega Man game?
Yes. You just shoot them like dodging birds being dropped from the sky at you.
I hate Mega Man games.
Fuck I'm you. Sure they hate you too.
But no, sure, Mega Man games do hate you.
Battle Network, yeah, they do. Battle Network was good though.
Not as much as Capcom hates them.
That's true.
Oh, sad Mega Man. What were we talking about?
Did this episode have any plot to it? It was more just like, let's stall for time until it's time to introduce the toy.
Yeah.
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 Even the first part didn't have a plot to it.
They're like, hey, there's lava coming in. We should leave. And like, no, we're scientists. We have to stay. And they're like, okay, but if you stay, then you die and no one gets your research. Like, yes, but we can't have the research if we leave. I'm not kidding, people. That's what the f***ing thing was.
So the question I have, is this like sort of a semi-poor translation? Because dialogue seems really stilted, or is that the way the show actually is?
It seemed really stilted by the way they were carrying themselves in the scenes.
Maybe it's just a lot of bad acting.
It's not quite... like, no, we must stay to save the scientists.
It's not quite Gosager-esque, but I gotta say it's up there.
I wonder if this is just a bad example.
Maybe it's like, you know, well, Ken likes GoGo 5.
That doesn't necessarily prove anything.
And Ken likes Ultraman.
And Pretty Cure.
Yeah. Are you seeing a pattern?
I wonder if he's ever watched Armor Hero. You know, we should do another Armor Hero episode, because JD wasn't with us when we did those first two.
Do that on an episode that I'm taking the month off. So I don't want to be anywhere near that abortion.
Oh, man.
Or maybe another Godzilla episode.
Oh, God.
We could power play back the American Godzilla movie.
Oh, do you really hate us that much?
This is wrong,
wait,
dude.
Stupid question. Moving on.
The American Godzilla movie is fun.
It is. I like it.
Plus, it got us an awesome animated continuation, so...
If we watch any Godzilla movie, it needs to be Final Wars. So it's got a Russian submarine commander with a katana in it.
And Final Wars is pretty f***ing awesome.
Wait, yeah. Did you say a Russian submarine commander?
Yeah, he looks like Mike Hagar in a Russian submarine commander outfit, and he carries a katana.
I kind of dig that.
Yes, it's f***ing amazing. But, so back in GoGo V... The whole deal is that Colonel Sanders is fixing the train so it can be badass. And the key to all this is moving the desk chairs around in the cockpit.
Yes.
Yeah, you've got to move those around. Back is, and then you've got to take that plate thing off, and then you've got to...
stick a motherboard in it.
Yeah.
But yes. The key was putting the chairs in a different orientation.
Right.
Well, and don't forget electrocuting the kids. That's important, too.
Right. Well, why the system has training. To electrocute them every time, I don't know. They never really explained that, as far as I could tell.
All I've ever really heard is that their dad's kind of an asshole.
I believe it.
Yeah. I mean, just look at that ponytail.
Yeah, yeah.
Only an asshole has a ponytail like that. But hey, that train sure did jump a city.
Yes. That's still a glorious moment. Even the boring-ass episode watching that ridiculous train go up.
It loses something without the crap rock in the background.
A little bit, yeah. But the whole street just flips up like a trap door.
Hope you're not driving on that.
Six Flags ride raises up on the ground.
Stuff like that just makes me think of Ninja Storm, where the buildings retract into the street level, so the Mammoth Zord has room to barrel down the road. Just like, how do you set that up in advance?
Stealthily. They're ninjas.
That's true.
Or are they spies?
Yeah, also, like, they build the ramp to jump the train to get in the air. But once they get up in the air and they separate, they're just all flying around like it's no big deal. Like, what purpose did the ramp really serve if they could sort of fly on their own?
Well, you know, trains have a lot of...
some ramp for them to jump off of.
Trains have a lot of momentum once they get going. Because, you know, I mean, look at the real train. It takes, like, 2 miles for it to stop from full speed. So, you know, once it shoots...
I'm not quite certain the explanation really explains what's going on with them changing positions midair, but sure.
They have propellers.
The important thing is when he lands perfectly on the sets of train tracks so he can skate to his destination.
It's a good thing all those battles only happen near quadruple railroad tracks.
Yeah.
Double tracks.
I'm pretty sure it was quadruple. Two sets of double tracks.
Yeah.
Because, you know, those feet aren't exactly narrow.
Oh, yeah, true.
Or, you know, maybe the gauge of railroad tracks in Japan is different from what we have here.
No,
HO scale in Japan.
Actually, Japan favors N scale. Because, you know, the houses are
Nihon?
Because the houses are so much smaller.
Oh, okay.
You know, you could fit like a whole little model city in a suitcase in N scale. Whereas I've seen small HO scale layouts that would take up, you know, more space than the average Japanese home.
Well, I think most of our, I think any random American bedroom is probably bigger than the average Japanese home.
Not mine. I've seen walk-in closets bigger than my bedroom. Actually, this originally was a walk-in closet. We've had a little work done. So yeah, Go-Go 5.
And is the Grandliner suit really that much bigger than the others, or do they just shoot it that way?
They just composite it that way.
Yeah, I figured.
Although that's one of the things I like about the first formation of Grandliner, is it just stands there towering over the monster suits.
They have to make it show accurate to the toy they're selling.
Well, and I like that they did that too. It's just unfortunate that later on it ends up being portrayed as the same size as everything else.
Did they do that in Go-Onger? I don't remember.
I think in Go-Onger the suit was actually just that much bigger.
Yeah.
And in Shinkanger it was definitely the suit was that much bigger.
Yeah. No, not really. It was just the same suit but on a moving platform.
Well, it still made it bigger, didn't it?
Yeah, it was just a regular suit but standing on something. And with stuff on the back of the thing it was standing on.
The actor inside that monstrosity.
It was Shinkano in a hover round.
Now he's free to see the world.
Okay. So, any other thoughts on Go-Go 5?
It was a thing that happened.
Yeah, it was kind of boring, wasn't it?
So that's two winners you picked right in a row, XV.
What did I pick last week?
The Decade Musical?
The Decade Musical is awesome.
Then why weren't you here for it?
You should have been there to enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, if it was so awesome, then why did you bitch out?
Uh-huh.
Don't give us that, I was sick. Whatever. I was sick.
You're always sick.
Shut up! I had a gastric stapling. Causes a deficient immune system. I don't know, I just heard
that. Well, eat more immunes.
That's right. I need to strengthen my immune system.
Yeah, get more of those, you know, immune capsules.
Yeah. Those things. The what?
I get an immune suppository. That'll fix you right up.
Never trust your doctor if they're giving you an immune suppository at the office.
That is not good news.
Especially if they put one hand on each shoulder.
Does a gastric stapling really suppress your immune system?
I read a whole list of like possible side effects the other day because this whole thing came out where Al Roker, right, the Today Show guy, where he pooped himself at the White House, and it's totally true, man. Like right after that stapling, it's like if you eat the wrong stuff, it's like you are gonna go shit right now. So, but yeah, there was a whole like laundry list of like possible side effects. And I was like, oh, that explains a lot. I didn't even know where that was, but yeah. I mean, you know, you're cutting off like half of your stomach and bypassing like, you know, things like your duodenum and stuff. So, you know, maybe not a good idea long term.
No, or, maybe like, not.
Yeah.
Don't you have to get, like, a lot of counseling and stuff before they let you do that?
You do now.
I just saw a story on TV one time about some guy who tried to drink Drano and, like, it ate through his esophagus and stomach, so they just attached his intestines straight up to his mouth.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. So that's the dude that has to, like, push it down his...
Yeah, and he had to eat constantly nonstop because his food didn't get digested. Is absorbed a bare minimum of calories.
I would just kill my. I would just like. I already tried to kill myself. Why have you just like fixed me by making it worse? I think I would just die.
So they saved this guy's life just to give him a poorer quality of life.
Yeah.
Well done, medical science.
Hey, they have to keep you alive, you know.
Yes, because otherwise they can't get the bill money out of you.
Right. They have that do no harm thing, you know. They have to do everything in their power to keep you alive.
No matter how harmful it may be.
No matter how harmful it may be or what your quality of life may be afterwards.
Yes.
Well, we cut off all of your limbs, scooped out your eyeballs, cut your tongue out, filled your ears
full of concrete. It's like a Janeway decision.
Filled your ears full of concrete. But thank God you're alive.
Wait, JD, I'm confused. What medical purpose does filling your ears with concrete serve?
I don't know. It kept him alive, didn't it?
Well, I'm not disputing that, I'm just asking how.
Look, don't question medicine, okay? Very advanced technical thing that you may not understand.
But concrete?
Is he alive? Yes.
Well, with concrete ears, but why?
Look, his brains were leaking out. They had to stop the leakage.
Couldn't they have just put, like, stoppers in there? Corks, maybe?
Again, questioning medical science.
Maybe he installed, like, a zipper on there?
Like bags. Turn his head to the side. Look at all my brains! Squeeze it back in. I'm just kidding. I put it back.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Oh, pooping. Yeah. Gastric stapling is what where we started with that. But yeah.
Somehow, it's always related to the poop.
Yep. Yeah, Al Roker pooped himself, poor guy. But I know that, man.
He deserved it. For something.
Oh. Yeah. He's awkward. He's I mean, I know I say things that are questionable sometimes, but he's on a national television morning show. Every once in a while, he's like, says something, you're like, oh, okay.
See, I don't watch those morning shows.
I don't either, but my wife has them on sometimes.
Just like, they're so, so...
Boring. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except when they tell a story about Al Roker pooping himself, and then it's like, oh,
Well, yeah, but I mean, at that point, you don't really have to watch the morning shows to get that, because once that comes out, that's going to be everywhere.
True. Which it is.
Much like the poop.
Right. Well, it was probably just a shart, so I don't know how much he actually pooped himself. So.
Mm.
I don't know if it was like...
combine a shart with a shark.
That would be awesome.
Well, Al Roker probably has learned his lesson, and now anytime he goes to the White House, he'll be prepared and wear an adult diaper.
Yep. Hopefully he wasn't wearing white pants. That would have been...
Oh.
Yes, after Labor Day.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh.
That's risky. Risky.
Ugh. White pants.
Yep.
Why would anybody wear white pants?
I don't know.
My dad
got married in a white tux, though.
What?
My mom and dad got married in a white tux.
Oh, married. I thought you said buried.
No. He was
no,
just
I mean,
not
I mean,
at that stage yet.
He's not there yet. He's getting there.
Just, you know, what it sounded like. And it's like, wait, what?
What happened? Dude. No.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That thing.
So have we run out of stuff to talk about yet?
Well, I was going to tell the story about my new coworker.
Oh, now okay.
My current coworker is kind of a gossip.
Oh, do tell.
So, yeah, I know. Well, this is okay because this is like disconnected, so no one at my work listens to this. So.
That you know
only public broadcast.
Only a public broadcast. It's not like it's, I don't know. Anyway,
Mickey, stop helping or he's not going to tell the story.
Right. So, we knew we were getting this new girl in our department. And so, let's see. She came in on Tuesday. I was sick on Tuesday. So I met her on Thursday or something. I don't know. Anyway, because I was like sick. I was out most of last week. So I saw her on Wednesday.
Okay, so does this have more or less relevance than where the power chamber is located?
Yes.
Anyway, so I come in to meet the new girl. And new girl is like 5'5", 5'6", dark hair. Kind of spiky with a little spiky bit down the back, narrow, black, you know, kind of thick rim glasses, wearing a brown shirt and black khaki pants.
No. See, khaki is a color. So if they're
Docker
black,
style.
They're not khaki.
Black Docker style pants. Okay. Now, you may be thinking what I was thinking. I was like, okay, cool,
what
whatever.
The f- is the point?
I was kind of thinking that.
Anyway, so I was like, okay, whatever, cool. And go on about my day. And then so the new girl leaves, and my coworker comes over, and she's like, yeah, she's really cool and worked with her and stuff. And, you know, we really got along, and she's talked to me a lot. And I'm like, okay, cool, great. And she's like, yeah, and she, she decided, you know, and she said, well, I guess I should tell you something. I'm like, I paused for a second. I looked at her and was like, yeah, she's a lesbian. Okay. And she's like, oh, you know? I was like, yeah. Like, I'm not sure which part, the shirt or the pants or the hair, but somewhere in there, yeah, I kind of figured it out. But then, but I'm like, she's telling me this story of which obviously this girl told her in some sort of air of confidence. And then my coworker is just like telling me and then goes on with the conversation that they had about like girls that she's interested in or whatever. And I'm like, great, cool. I need to take this girl aside and be like, by the way, don't tell our coworker anything unless you want everyone to know. Because she's just going to tell everybody. I already knew, so it wasn't a big deal. But not that it's a big deal anyway, but it's just like, thank you, Bobby. Yes. You spelled out the obvious. Not sure why that was important.
It wasn't.
Well, it killed some time.
Yeah, it was a story. When I talk about Al Roker pooping, my new coworker, who's actually really cool. She's cool. She hasn't made any comment. About
did Al Roker poop on your new coworker?
I don't know. We'll find out. So I was talking to my friends on my podcast yesterday, and they wanted to know if Al Roker's ever pooped on you. No. Okay. Thanks for sharing. I feel like we bonded. I'm going to ask people that question randomly now. Just concerned.
What happens if someone says yes?
I'm going to take my picture with them. It's me with Jeff. Who's Jeff? Jeff got pooped on by Al Roker. Oh. Neat.
Wait, our Jeff?
No, not our Jeff.
Oh.
I don't think JD knows our Jeff.
No. I use Jeff because I don't know a Jeff, so. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna take Roadbuster to work. That's a good idea.
Why?
I don't have a stand, but whatever.
Yeah, you should probably get a Tamashii Sage for him.
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna have to get one of the fives.
Roadbuster certainly needs a stage though, because he doesn't have any breaky bits and he's very well balanced.
Does it have metal feet?
Put everything.
No, but he's got good, solid, heavy legs.
Strong legs. Strong upper thigh.
Like horse.
Yes. Well balanced.
Okay, well, I guess that's going to be it for the show this week.
And we're off next week? Are we not flying anything in advance beyond that?
Next week's Power Playback is the Star Trek Voyager episode Future's End.
Yay. Wait, no, the other thing.
Well, what would be worse to watch? Ghost Ager or Star Trek Voyager?
Voyager.
Good question.
But, you know, Star
Ghost
Trek...
Ghost Ager is like 48, 25-minute episodes.
Well, I'm not saying all of it, but it's just like an episode. If you had to choose between an episode of one or the other.
Voyager episodes are like 45 minutes long.
Yeah, but Ghost Ager episodes might feel like they're that long. So.
And, you know, Star Trek Voyager can be, like, ironically entertaining.
Yeah. Besides, you get to see her sit around in her ready room and drink coffee and talk about home.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Voyager, however, did give us the that Mystery Science 3000 sketch.
What?
That's descriptive.
That's Fort Max.
That singles it down. I was thinking the same thing.
And there's like no elaboration at all.
No, you need no explanation.
Just Fort Max.
Yes. Because it's always just Fort Max.
Oh no, he has to like show you. He can't.
Oh, I do remember this. This was great.
Okay, I'll look.
Oh yes, that one. Okay.
Thanks for clearing that up.
He's much better, Janeway.
God. Are you the Hawking converter?
So anyway.
I think the 144 of which we never see was the best line.
That just makes it easier to not have recurring actors.
Yay. All right, so I've got the Beast Driver and Fire Stays together that I'm attempting to.
JD.
You won't.
You need to stop.
I kind of do.
Why are you buying Fire States anyway?
Because it was 1,000 yen.
I thought you already had all the Forza figure arts.
Yeah, no. He's just getting this one to pad out his Mandarake order so he doesn't have to pay the service charge.
Brilliant, isn't it?
He's buying a 1,000 yen figure to circumvent a 500 yen service fee.
Hey, I just basically ended up paying 500 yen for Fire States. So instead of wasting 1,000 yen...
Oh yeah, you didn't waste 1,000 yen at all.
Fire States.
I don't understand. I thought you had all the Forza figure art. I thought that was your thing. You went complete
I don't have all... No, no. I don't have them all. I don't have any of the other states, actually. I just have the the only one I have is Space States right now. Space States and Cosmic. So, and I'm waiting
on Orgy States next month or so.
Well, I should be getting Meteor Forza Fusion next month, and then the other one in whatever, May. Yeah. So almost a year after Forza has ended, we'll probably be into the next Rider series by the time I get the, yeah.
That's kind of how it
Forza,
works.
Forza is going to look terrible in SSC, but Meteor is going to look awesome in SSC.
Yeah.
I'm just at a loss for how they're going to style up Forza for SIC.
They're going to Pat Lee it.
So they're going to make Forza defy the laws of physics?
He's going to be all
he already does that.
And there'll be panel lines everywhere and cracks.
And cracks. I'm a little alarmed, Mickey, and I thought of cracks at the same time.
Wow.
Well, I thought of it earlier as you just didn't wait for me to get it out.
It's too bad he doesn't have a mouth, though, because then he could have dull surprise as well.
They could put a mouth in there.
Hey, this is SIC. We can have mouths.
Yeah.
Hmm. See, that's why I keep thinking another Agito is an SIC design that they just made a suit of first.
Yes. They should have done the SIC version of another Agito real plain and boring looking.
Another Agito is just, you know, Kamen Rider the First done as an SIC. But made as a suit. What?
I'm confused.
Somehow that worked better in my head.
Everything does.
This show certainly worked better in my head.
Precisely.
But it's about 3 years too late for that.
We must keep going. We must fight the good fight.
Stay the good fight. What show are you on?
I mean, we've come all this way. Why give up now?
Exactly.
Not like the way you gave up on Minecraft.
Hey, I had to turn off monsters, and that just made it no fun.
Except then you could build whatever you wanted to.
Dude, I gotta send you pictures of my awesome castle. I need to do a video walkthrough of my awesome castle that I'm still working on.
Your problem is just
that
you're afraid of...
Can't you just invite XV into your game?
I don't think so. If it's saved in single player, can you?
You could copy it to a multiplayer install.
Hmm.
No, your problem is just that you're afraid of Ender.
Yes. Well, Endermen, anyway.
Yeah, Ender.
Yeah, they're scary.
I mean, if you think about it, there's a lot more similarities than not.
I know. When you look directly at them, they start yelling at you. And beating the shit out of you.
And you can't get away from them.
You paid attention to me. You must die.
See, it's perfect. The perfect analogy. The only problem is that it's much too tall.
Fucking Twilight. I know, it's like... two Enders.
What?
Yep.
It's like one Ender standing on another Ender's shoulders.
Oh no, I got that part. You just sounded like you were going to start saying something else.
Is the podcast over?
I don't know.
No.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Are you going to end it?
Eh, it's over.
Is it finished?
He'll just record it later.
Or not.
It's probably been over.
I don't even know anymore. It's hard to keep track. Then... You know, when power playback only lasts 4.5 minutes...
we can't even be bothered to recap it. Like, look, this sucked, people. I don't know. Hey, don't you know about coding and stuff? Why can't I watch Ghost Sager on my TV?
Because it's Ghost Sager. Your TV is doing you a favor. Accept it and move on.
Well, I'd still like to know why.
Yeah. In case other stuff does it. So I'm also getting like random skips and stuff too. And I've opened up.
Is that on Wi-Fi?
Yeah, it is on Wi-Fi.
I found that it works better wired than Wi-Fi.
You know what? I know you're trying to help. It really, I want to like hang people that like. If I can tell you how many times I've read, you know, wire it. I'm like, I know I should wire it.
Then why don't you?
Traipse a wire through my f-ing house.
Sure you can.
Maybe when my wife's gone.
Well, the thing is, you don't have to leave the wire out there permanently. Just attach it and unroll it out when you want to watch something where it matters.
Again, my wife would love that. So
oh, here, subtitles.
Gone.
So it's just a movie, right?
Yeah. Well, it's based off like an old 74 TV show, but yes, it is just a movie.
Okay. I'll try to get this then.
I mean, I've tried to send people into the ceiling to run a wire for me, and like one of them couldn't find it, and the other put their foot through my ceiling. So,
that was your dad, right?
Which was my dad, yes. And he finally fixed it.
My brother installs cable for Comcast, and he fell through some lady's ceiling a few months ago.
Oh my God, was he okay?
Yeah, he caught himself at his arms on the support beams, but his legs were all dangling down.
Oh man.
I bet that felt great.
Yeah. He says that Comcast paid for it, but no.
So, did he lose his job then?
No.
That's surprising. You would think falling through somebody's ceiling would be grounds for dismissal.
Well, you gotta remember this is Comcast. They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They probably thought it was pretty Comcastic, actually.
They were so glad that they were installing someone's cable. Then.
That too. Okay, well, I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay. All right. See y'all in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Till next time.
Don't enjoy it too much.
Mm-hmm. Never do.
Fort Max, practice that song.
Okay.
You're right.
And tell me why my thing doesn't work.
Yeah, tell JD why his thing doesn't work.
You're using it too hard.
No, really. Like, do I have a Kodak wrong?
I suggest some lotion.
Damn it, Fort Max.
I was hoping that's the way that would go. It's obvious, but it's funny, and JD's frustration just makes it better.
I know, because really I'm like wanting to just throw all the shit out the window.
Of course, if you think JD's frustrated now, just wait till his wife leaves for several weeks again.
Oh, man.
We're going to have awesome super manic JD in a little while.
I got fun last time, didn't it? Happy times, we'll be here again.
Super Hero Time. 次回もお楽しみに。
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.